Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Is there any more beautiful song this time of year than the little drummer boy? Does any song touch you? Give you a little chill, like the little drummer boy. You just imagine the little guy. And this is a beautiful rendition of it too. I love that song. Merry Christmas, everybody. Makes me have the Christmas spirit, doesn't it? You. 7 till the hour. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. It's our live Christmas Day show. We're wrapping it up here with our good friend Barbara Weltman, somebody that we appreciate and love very much. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for almost 16 years. She is one of the top tax experts on small business taxes in the galaxy. She's written all the books on the topic, including the whole J.K. Lasser series, Small Business Taxes. 2014 is the new one. BarbaraWeltman.com. Her new book is Smooth Failing. It's an ebook you can find on Amazon. Barbara, thanks again for being here and for all that you do for so many.
My pleasure, and Merry Christmas to everybody listening.
Yeah, thanks, Barbara. Hey, Barb, there's a self-employment IRA that people can still put into force this year. They don't have to fund it completely, right? But they can put something in it, get it started this year, and then fund it later to impact 2013 taxes. Did I say that right?
Well, you said it partly right, which is that I think you're referring to a SEP plan.
Okay.
First of all, it's not limited to self-employed people. You can have a corporation and use SEP.
Right.
And you don't have to put any money in now.
Okay.
You don't even have to put a dollar in.
All right.
And, in fact, you don't even have to sign the paperwork now.
Huh.
You have until the extended due date of your 2013 return.
Even for the paperwork?
Nope, not for a SEP. For all other retirement plans, you have to sign the paperwork by December
31st. What about a SEP IRA?
That's what I'm talking about, a SEP
okay.
IRA.
It's the same thing. A SEP and a SEP IRA is the same thing.
Well, that's what it is. Essentially,
okay.
A SEP
okay.
is
All
an
right.
IRA.
Well, I've heard both terms used, and I didn't know. I didn't realize they were different words. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So let's say if you wanted, for example, a 401k plan, you'd have to sign the paperwork by December 31st.
Right.
But if you want to have a SEP, you have until the extended due date
wow.
of your 2013 return to actually sign the paperwork and put the money in.
Now,
so it gives you great flexibility. What I like about the SEP is the fact that you don't have any annual filings with
right.
IRS or Department of Labor.
So if I own the company and the company funds it for me, then I have to offer the same kind of benefit to my employees.
That's correct. So whatever percentage of compensation you use to figure the contribution,
right.
that's what you have to use. That percentage has to be used for all
but
participants.
If,
and the company has to foot the whole bill.
Right.
The employees don't pay anything.
Right. But if I pay it myself, if I contribute out of my own pocket, I have to make it available to my employees, but I don't have to fund theirs?
No.
Is that right?
No,
that's not right.
With a SEP, you have to pay everything. There's no option for employees
so,
putting money into a SEP. So
okay.
it's the burden is on you. If
even if I write it
if
out,
you of, want,
even if I
yeah.
pay it myself and not from the company.
Well, why would you do that?
Well, meaning okay, so
why would you do that? It's a company contribution,
right?
And
okay.
the company gets the deduction for
all right.
it. So.
Okay. All right.
That's the way it goes.
So the good news is, though, is you've got time to think about it, to study it, and decide if it's best for you. And you can go all the way to your extension period.
Well, the good news is you could see how profitable you are. You can wait
right.
until you meet with your tax advisor, see how profitable you are, how much you can afford, and then make the decision at that time what you want to put in up to the there's a dollar limit that you can.
And you can fund one year and not fund another year, right?
Well, the idea is once you put a retirement plan in place, you should continue year.
But I mean,
if
somehow next year is not as good a year, you can.
Yeah, if you don't have any money and you
the amount is up and down,
and,
right?
Yeah, you can. Right.
There's no defined amount.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you're not fixed. You're not tied to a particular amount, but you really should think in long term. I mean, it's not
right.
something that you do one year and then decide not to do it the next.
Is this a good plan for somebody in the end of their career, in late 50s, early 60s? Would a set plan be something they'd want to do?
Well, it's certainly an easy plan to do. If you want to maximize how much you put in, depending on who's on your payroll, and like if you're working alone and you're senior, you might want a defined benefit plan, a pension plan, because that allows you to sock away the most.
Right.
But you need,
and does that have to be done before the end of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem with that one. Yeah,
and you need an actuary to figure out how much you have
more
to contribute.
More involved. So, folks, check this out, and they can find out all about this in your book too, can't they?
Absolutely.
You can read all about it in J.K. Lasser Small Business Taxes 2014, folks, and then get some help if you need it. Hey, Barbara, Merry Christmas. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You bet.
Barbara Welchman, ladies and gentlemen. BarbaraWelchman.com. Check out all her stuff. I got to go for this hour. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.